Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Lenhart. What's your budget?
Well, currently...
Approximately?
$2 million.
$2 million?
$2 billion.
Yeah.
About $2
billion.
Salary and expenses. And then we have additional with a fee account for our diversion program. So total budget is...
Over $2 billion.
Yes.
Do you get any confiscation money? Do you get any monies from confiscations?
I'm sorry?
Do you get any money from confiscations of properties?
You're talking about asset forfeiture.
Yes.
There is money that the Department of Justice gives us from the asset forfeiture.
And how much money do you get from that?
I would have to...
Do you have any idea at all?
If you give me a moment, I could...
I'd rather not take the time for you to research your files. You don't know. Maybe one of your staff members can give it to you.
I can...
Let me ask you this. Do you have what is your number one drug you're fighting? What's your priority?
Well, our priority right now is pharmaceutical drugs.
All right. And what's your second priority?
We don't prioritize specific drugs because the organizations that we are going after are polydrug. So
you're not going after the drugs for the harm they do. You're going after the drugs because of the effect it has on these organizations, and you're going after the organizations. Is that right?
We're going after the organizations that are having the most impact on our communities,
right.
Supplying the most drugs and the most violence.
Right. So you're going after the... So if the fact that meth or crack or heroin is causing the most damaged individuals, if that's not the number one choice of the crime syndicate, it's not your number one choice. Your number one choice is the crime syndicate, not the fact that heroin and meth and crack are destroying people's lives?
No, not correct. The organizations now have their polydrug. So, for instance, the Colombian cartels, which are a priority.
Right, they have all these drugs, right.
Are the primary source for methamphetamine, cocaine, and a good amount of the heroin on the streets.
Right.
They're a priority.
So that's your number one priority, is going after that cartel?
Going after... Our number one priority is going after those that most impact the United States.
And do most
right
of those
now,
cartels emphasize... What are the drugs they emphasize in their arsenal?
The Mexican cartels, polydrug. It's cocaine, meth, heroin, marijuana.
Right. Marijuana's fourth. Would you agree that marijuana causes less harm to individuals than meth, crack, cocaine, and heroin?
As a former police officer, as a 32-year DEA agent, I can tell you that I think marijuana is an insidious drug.
That's not the question I asked you, ma'am. Does it cause less damage to the American society and to individuals than meth, crack, cocaine, and heroin? Does it make people have to kill to get their fix?
I can tell you that more teens enter treatment.
Can you answer my question? Answer my question, please.
I'm trying to. It causes harm because it's young people that are using it. If you're talking about the
violence... It's not just young people, but you're trying to answer the question like I'm Jeff Sessions. I'm not Senator Sessions. I'm asking you a question. Does meth, does crack, heroin cause more damage to society and cause... Does meth and heroin cause more deaths than marijuana?
All drug trafficking causes deaths. I don't have a breakdown of how many
aspirin
deaths...
does aspirin cause deaths?
I'm talking about the illegal drugs. I don't have a breakdown for you of how many deaths are caused by cocaine and how many are...
Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a person who had cancer and used marijuana to help them eat or to alleviate their condition of someone suffering from terminal cancer?
No, I have not.
And if you had, and I have, and seen that it helps them with their appetite and makes them smile, would you agree that it has some benefit to society for somebody who's dying, maybe a Navy SEAL who spent his life working and defending this country and is emaciated to 120 pounds, and that marijuana is the only thing that makes him eat and makes him smile, according to his 80-year-old mother? Is there not an efficacious situation there?
I think that's between him and his doctor.
Well, if it's between him and his doctor, why does the DEA take a position that medical marijuana is wrong, which you've taken? You've taken the position it's not between him and his doctor. You have a publication, which on page 6 of your publication in 2011 has the most insane and banal paragraph. The legalization movement is not simply a harmless academic exercise. The moral danger of thinking
that
marijuana is...
Gentlemen's time has expired. The gentlewoman from California, Ms. Chu.